Welcome to another in our series of Politics in Review podcasts. Last week, we covered several individuals who decided not to run for the U.S. Senate, and this week we see the reverse. Alabama GOP Congressman Mo Brooks appears set to enter the open Senate race to replace retiring Republican Senator Richard Shelby. Former Missouri Governor Eric Greitens, who left office under a sex scandal only a year and a half into his term of office, declared his intention to enter the open Republican primary in his state. And retired Navy Admiral Mike Franken, who lost the Iowa Democratic Senate primary to Teresa Greenfield last year, says he is poised to challenge GOP Senator Chuck Grassley in 2022. With more action occurring in the Senate races, we are conversely starting to see retirement announcements coming from the House. New York Republican Representative Tom Reed, who was flirting with the idea of running for governor, announced instead that he will retire from politics altogether next year. South Texas five-term Democratic Congressman Philemon Vella of Brownsville also made public his intention to leave office when completing his final term. Another House member eschewing re-election next year is Georgia's Jody Heiss. He, however, is leaving the House for a reason other than retirement. Mr. Heiss announced during the week that he will challenge Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger in the 2022 Republican primary. You may remember Mr. Raffensperger's name. He became the focal point in the controversy surrounding potential voter fraud in the extremely close Georgia elections. Already in the primary is former Alpharetta mayor and 2018 Secretary of State candidate David Bell Isle. This is one instance where a crowded primary field might not help a vulnerable incumbent. Since Georgia has a runoff law, it is likely that Mr. Raffensperger will have to face an opponent in a head-to-head election. If so, such an occurrence usually doesn't bode well for an incumbent. With already less than majority support, the incumbent political mortality rate in such a setting tends to be high. Though certain members are pledging to leave the House, a new seat was just claimed. In the weekend Louisiana special elections, Republican Julia Letlow, widow of Luke Letlow, who was elected to the House in a December runoff, but tragically passed away from heart disease and COVID before taking office, won the replacement special election with 65% of the vote over 11 opponents in a major show of political strength. The other Louisiana special in the New Orleans Baton Rouge 2nd District is moving to a double Democratic runoff. As expected, State Senators Troy Carter and Karen Carter Peterson advanced into an April 24th runoff election, outpacing 13 other candidates. The battle for second place was closer than expected, however. Senator Peterson just nipped Baton Rouge activist Gary Chambers Jr. by a percentage point, despite underperforming in her home city of New Orleans. She overperformed, however, in Baton Rouge, which led her into the runoff. The April 24th winner replaces former Representative Cedric Richmond, who resigned his seat to accept a position in the Biden administration. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.